As former Governor Elliot Spitzer already has in spades some of the intangibles that political candidates need to win, name recognition and a larger-than-life persona, but he's struggling to downsize those qualities for a smaller stage, running for the citywide job that few can spell or pronounce, comptroller. WNYC's Janet Babin reports.
When Spitzer ran for governor of New York in 2006, he invited journalists with him on an all-day bus tour. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein went along and captured the candidate relaxed and joking with reporters.
But I think after each stop, we vote one member of the press corps off the bus. What do you guys think? So thanks for coming. This is going to be great.
That campaign move is a far cry from this year's comptroller election. Initially, Spitzer's communications team declined WNYC's request to spend the day with the candidate. At the last minute, the campaign relented, but I wasn't allowed to ride along in the same car. I pulled up outside the first stop, a utilitarian two-story church in East Flatbush with no parking for blocks.
Hey, I'm following Elliot Spitzer today, so I just need to... I need to be able to get out. That's what I'm saying.
After parking was squared away, I waited outside the church for the campaign. Spitzer arrived a few minutes late, wearing an impeccable Sunday best stayed suit and white shirt. He broke the ice with a question about WNYC's coverage of the citywide candidates.
How you doing? How are you? You've done this with everybody, huh?
We've been trying, yes.
You drew the short straw?
Self-effacing. Nice touch for someone with a reputation for an outsized ego.
Thanks for letting me come along.
Our pleasure. It's always fun. If you're not having fun, what's the point, right?
Inside the Tabernacle of Praise Cathedral, Spitzer shook hands with worshipers and swayed in time to the beat. For some voters, Spitzer in church is kind of like a Brooklyn vegan at Peter Luger's steakhouse. Spitzer was elected New York's Attorney General in the late 90s, where he became a fearless watchdog of the public's rights and resources. He sailed into the governor's mansion a few years later with 69% of the vote. But about a year into his tenure, he resigned in disgrace after sordid details surfaced about his visits to high-profile prostitutes. From the pulpit, Spitzer played up his infamous fall from grace to good effect.
As I said, I've seen the peaks of having big titles and big offices, and the valleys of having been out wandering, having paid a price for some things I did that were wrong. You learn a lot more when you're down and out. That's when you really look into the mirror and figure out what it's about.
But in the last days of a comeback campaign, there's little time for prayer. Minutes later, Spitzer and staff, with me frantically blowing stoplights to keep up, head to the Church of St. Mark in the Crown Heights section of Brooklyn. Spitzer worked the crowd outside the service.
Good morning. Good to see you.
As he was walking down the church steps, his opponent was walking up.
Hi, ma'am. Scott Stringer. I just wanted to say hello.
Unlike at the fractious televised debates, the two met in the middle of the stairs. Spitzer, who's Jewish, patted Stringer, who's also Jewish, on the back and asked jokingly, have you converted? To which Stringer replied,
Depends.
The candidates move on, and an hour later, I meet Spitzer in his SUV outside the First Bethel AME Church on 132nd Street in Harlem. After five campaigns, I ask him how this one's different.
This one is the challenges of coming back are real. The challenges of dealing with an onslaught of media that has sort of been not always easy to read.
The Times, The Post, and The Daily News all endorsed Spitzer's opponent. CNN's Jake Tapper took Spitzer to task for violating the very human trafficking law he signed as governor, which Spitzer said he would sign again, even though he admitted breaking that law. Spitzer connects the vitriolic reaction to his return to politics to the enemies he made as Attorney General when he was known as the Sheriff of Wall Street.
Emotionally, yes, there are people out there who don't like me. They're powerful.
Those masters of the street could get reined in by Spitzer again. The comptroller has oversight of public pension funds and the fees paid to the managers who invest those funds in the capital markets. But first, he'll have to convince a weary electorate that he's worthy. So it's on to the next stop. The Dominican Day Parade in Williamsburg.
see you.
While he waits in the harsh sunlight for the march to start, people approach and snap photos. The jacket's off, and his crisp white shirt is now streaked with sweat. Spitzer's smile fades a bit in the midday heat.
Losing weight, that's the only thing. Standing in the sun, I'm tired out here today.
Then, something shiny lifts his spirits.
All right, that's the campaign car for next time. See the Lamborghini up there?
He finds the car's owner and peppers him with questions.
How quickly can you go in this thing?
In your state? No.
Turns out, Spitzer went to car racing school. But it's not helping him to move the parade forward. The front row is stuck, waiting for the grand marshal to find scissors and cut the ribbon.
No picture.
Come on, let's go. Move it up.
Move it. Come on, let's go.
Minutes after the parade gets underway, Spitzer ducks right off the route. He's late for his next campaign stop in Brighton Beach. And the crowd in Williamsburg doesn't seem to notice that he's left.
We got Spitzer here.
For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin. Yeah.